And may I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do be seated. You probably realise I'm not Graham Follett. Graham can't be with us this morning because he was poorly. So it's my pleasure to be able to be with you. I've been getting my leg pulled this week. People saying to me, "Oh, see, you're opening Iceland." It's not a source of amusement. Well, I'll tell you what, the life of Deputy Mayor is not without glamour. One of the things that I also did last week was to assist in the opening of a film. And this was on Friday evening. And oh yes, when we were all preparing for the Christmas fair, I had to shoot off and do this film. And it's down at Bedfordshire University. Yeah. The film's called Resistance. And it was developed by a lady called Liz Crow. And it deals with the program in Nazi Germany to eradicate people with disabilities. And the film's on well into December. And so it's a good one to go and see if you get the opportunity. It's about 30 minutes long. And I think it's in there till the middle of December. And it's a film and it's an audiovisual presentation. So it's well worth going to see. Now, what's it do? Well, Liz Crow, who, as I say, made the film, she was talking about it. And she's researched it in Germany. And it was started in 1939, this program. It's called Action T4. And basically Hitler wanted to get rid of people who were no economic good. You know, they were called useless eaters, these people with disabilities and what have you. They were a drain on the economy. And you look at posters at the time that were put up and it categorised disabled people as just being, you know, no earthly good. They were, you know, why are you having to support these people? It's the same kind of thing that goes on quite a lot, I think, when society gets into financial difficulties. You look around at who to blame and who's not pulling their weight hard enough. And some groups can come in for criticism. So we've got to be wary of now, obviously. But in this program, people were collected from homes and residential homes and ordinary homes around the country, and they were put into these big death buses, and they were driven to a place where they were gassed 40 at a time and then put into ovens. And it was a celebrated program, regarded as being a great success and a blueprint, of course, for the whole business of the death camps and concentration camps. And you know, they moved the ovens from there eventually, and because it had been so successful at getting rid of a nuisance. And the film's quite disturbing, really, and quite challenging. And the people, because it's UK Disability History Month, and so there's a lot of thinking going on at the moment about disability. And of course, it's only 70 years ago that these things happened. And if you look at what's happened in relation to disabilities over the last 70 years, it's quite remarkable, really. You know, the way in which we used to treat people with disabilities. You know, make them go around in those little blue invalid cars. Do you remember? You used to treat people really, really badly. And it's only of late that we started really to consider the needs of people with disabilities and to help them and to start thinking about how we can reorder our society and, you know, enable people to get on buses and all the rest of it. And not just to regard people as a terrible drain on our resources. But Liz she'd researched this business that went on in Germany. And she made some observations which were really very good. One of the things was that she had pictures of the folks who ran this facility and on their days out in the countryside. You know, and the point that she made was, look, they're having a lovely time. They're just doctors and nurses out with their friends on a day out. And don't they just look like you and me? And, you know, these were ordinary people. They were people who had families and homes and children of their own. They sang in the church choir. They held positions in the community. And yet, they were part of this terrible program which laid the foundations for mass extermination. And one of the other things was that, you know, she commented that sometimes they said, well, people didn't know what was going on. You know, the general public weren't aware of what was going on, which is remarkable, really, because I mean, these death buses driving through the streets with people probably banging on the windows trying to get out could hardly be kept a secret. But someone had actually taken a photograph of the facility. And you could see this beautiful German town, you know, the hillside and the trees and all the rest of it. And then you could see this building in the distance. And out the top of it came this black column of smoke. And, you know, it's quite clear that you could not keep such a thing quiet. It was something that everybody participated in. Because it was what society was doing. It was part of what was accepted practice. People were getting paid really good salaries for taking part. This was ordered. This is what you had to do. And if you look at the seeds of that whole thing, Jane and I were just talking about Martin Luther, you know, the great Protestant reformer. He talked about taking the changeling and throwing it into the river. You know, people who were disabled were of no value. You got rid of them. They were a drain. They were pulling everything back. And, you know, we as individuals have to look really deep inside of ourselves at our values and our prejudices and the things that motivate us and the judgments that we make. And that's what this parable is all about this morning, this business of the sheep and the goats. Being able to make choices and deciding on the values and the prejudices that you have. Hitler made people wear things, didn't he? You know, if you're a Jew, you wore, I think it was a yellow kind of triangle star. And if you were a gay person, you had a pink triangle. And if you were a disabled person, you had a black one. And it's quite good, actually, because some of these symbols have been reversed now. I think the disabilities, black triangle, it was like down, pointing downwards. Well, they've recaptured that, and they've now got it pointing upwards, in the same way as the gay pride symbol is now a pink triangle, or one of them. And people have reclaimed it. But quite often we can do that in our minds, can't we? We can categorise whole groups of people and say they're this or they're that, and treat people badly and differently. And so let's come to the passage this morning in which Jesus is speaking to his disciples. And it comes right at the end of all of his teaching in Matthew. And we go on now to the death of Jesus. So it finishes his teaching section. So in the book of Matthew, at the end of all of his teachings, he's got this bit here. And Jesus says to his disciples, you know, you really now have got to think about how you behave. If you want to follow me, it's about obedience. It's about showing the kinds of love and compassion that I have taught you about. That is how you'll be judged. And it's not, you know, some kind of terminal judgment at the end of time. It's how we're judged now. God's kingdom is now. And we judge and condemn ourselves by the way that we behave or don't behave. Because, of course, the parable isn't about necessarily what we do, but what we don't do. You know, I was hungry, you did not feed me. I was naked, you did not clothe me. I was in prison, you did not visit me. So it's about how we behave now. And the things that we don't do, every bit as much and perhaps more importantly, is the things that we do. And this is really quite frightening, this passage, in some ways, because Jesus is saying we're not judged by our theology. We're not judged by our creedal confessions of faith. We're judged by how we behave. And that's challenging for us as a church, because what we're trying to do is change people's thinking and, you know, and help people to believe. And Jesus is very much here, seems to be preaching a gospel of works. And of course, theologians have fallen out for decades, hundreds of years about this teaching, because it seems to be Jesus advocating a kind of a works-based judgment. And you know, theologians have gone through theological hoops trying to explain it away. But the facts are here pretty much in black and white. All nations gathered before him. Everybody judged on how we do these simple acts of humanity and kindness to each other. And you know, the point I was making by starting off with that film, which I'd encourage you to go and see in Bedford University, is that that film shows how we can get into a pattern of behaviour and thinking without thinking about it and without questioning. And as Christians, we're encouraged to try and break out of moulds and not be constrained by the thinking of those around us. Now, you know, I think it's absolutely magnificent that for a number of years now, we've been doing some wonderful work with people with disabilities here at St. Mark's. And I remember 20 years ago, when we first talked about bringing the learning disabilities group into church, we had quite a few people who were quite disturbed about it. You know, it wasn't a good idea to bring that kind of a group in with ordinary families and things who were using the centre. Do you remember that, any of you? There was a few problems, weren't there, Linda? Do you remember? We got over it. It's great. But we have to be like that as Christians. We have to challenge the prejudices and the values of those people around us. We have to lead the way in being good, kind people, compassionate people. And that's how we show that our faith really does mean something. Amen.